Hello, Taurus. April here, back as promised with the rest of your December reading. Now we're going to get a little more in depth into your previous message, which indicated a real imbalance here in your feelings or relationship. Okay. Your wish fulfillment, your Nine of Cups. Okay, there's some secretive aspect to your reading. Okay, now when I clarified these a little more, I got to get some more messages here. Spirit tells me we have the Five of Cups reversed as your energy, and the world being that of your counterpart. So, it feels like you are coming out of a place of regret and remorse and sadness, okay? And the other person is the World card, all right? So maybe you see this other person as your world. Maybe they seem otherworldly to you. I'm not sure how that resonates for you, but the mutual energy is the Knight of Pentacles. All right. So it feels like small gestures are being made. There's no grandiose displays or anything. They're just little things, sometimes even very subtle things that we offer. As a way of, you know, letting the other person know we still care. That we're still attached in some way, right? A new beginning, a new offering. What's crossing you is the Ten of Swords reversed. So there's been an element of betrayal here that you have not gotten over. It could have to do with the secret coming out. With the Two of Pentacles reversed. So someone was juggling, is not at this, will not be in December. Okay. Your advice was temperance reversed. So I feel like this was a warning for you, Taurus, that whatever you're keeping inside is creating a huge imbalance in your life, in your progress, and it could even affect your health, all right? Definitely mental health, because you do have the Eight of Swords here. All right. So you know that something has to be done. You know that the elephant in the room needs to be addressed. Okay. And you may end the year doing that. Okay. because this is unfinished business. This is a reoccurring, this is something that just isn't going to go away by wishing it away, all right? It's just not, whatever it is. Okay. Let's reach in the grab bag. We're going to get a couple more additional messages for you here, Taurus. Then we're going to wrap up this here reading. Let's see here. Let's just see the Taurus spirit. What final messages do you have? All right. Oh, that's a big pile. Let's see. All right. Again, we have the King of Cups. Okay. Hook, line, and sinker. So this may be how you're feeling about this betrayal, that maybe, you know, someone lied to you big time. We have four wands reversed. Okay, maybe they sold you a story or a dream. Cruella de Vil. That could be how you're viewing this energy now, now that you're seeing things. Yes, you're seeing things more clearly. Absence gave me common sense, okay? So instead of making it make your heart grow fonder as you withdrew from this person or situation, you were able to see it in a different, more objective way, maybe. It's not over until I say it's over. All right, so if you're dealing with someone like this, or you are, this is a bit of a narcissistic energy there. History is the version of past events that people have decided to agree upon. Okay, so this could be nothing more than you and someone else disagreeing on historical events, you know, of your past together. Queen of Cups, that could be who you're dealing with. This could be a water sign, or it could be somebody's very emotional. Okay. Rejection reversed. All right. That's about the same energy as that Five of Cups. So you are coming out of that energy. If you're looking who did it, try the mirror first. All right. So Taurus, there might be a need for you to look inside a little bit as well, and not just merely pointing the finger at someone else. You have confidence reversed. Okay, so this could have been affecting your confidence, or it could. So, again, there's that need to maintain some type of balance. Admit your errors before someone else exaggerates it. That's a good one. So Taurus, right, if you have to come clean about something, do it, and do it honestly and openly so that no one else has to air your dirty laundry in a way that may not be 100%, you know, accurate. We have, oh, bones. All right. So that again indicates skeleton. So that could indicate, you know, things hidden, things buried. All right. Or so we thought. And underestimated your power. Okay. So if someone did deceive you in any way, they, well, if you mess with the bull, you get the horns, right? So that could be the case for some of you out there. Let's see what else we have. And we have the Ten of Cups reversed. So that's indicating, you know, there could be some loss. Why am I still here? You might be asking yourself that. Maybe you're still in a situation where you know you need to be. All's fair in love and war. Now, this could be your attitude now or someone else's. And this could be an energy that is a little hard to reconcile because while you might have felt that way at the time, something was going on in your life, you may have some regrets about, or you did have some regrets about the way things were handled, okay? And you may be learning that that is really not the case. All is not fair just for the sake of it, okay? We have mind games, so there's no doubt some of that was being played. You could have been playing mind games with someone, vice versa, or with yourself, Taurus. You could have been, fooling yourself there. You really thought I didn't know. All right, again, that was someone trying to pull the wool over someone's eyes here. And December is going to deja vu. So this could be a karmic situation. This could be a past lifetime recognition. All right. And finally, you have three affirmation cards. I am the loving energy of the universe. Obstacles are detours in the right direction. And finally, the key to prayer is to forget what I think I need. All right? So Taurus, maybe some of these ideas of what you thought you needed, all right, have turned out to be, false illusions. All right? And the universe is trying to give you exactly what you need. Maybe you're resisting it in some way. So those are some things for you to think about for December. I hope you enjoyed this reading. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, stay tuned.